female millennials finally have their own musical. Just as past generations had Grease, Hairspray, and even Wicked, young women, and some young men, now have a contemporary musical with which they can identify. And like the shows mentioned above, older generations will enjoy Mean Girls as well. The musical that just opened on Broadway is colorful, big, exciting, and highly entertaining. It's a musical adaptation of the popular 2004 film, which speaks to every person who has ever had anything to do with the caste system that exists in high schools. A bonus is the stage adaptations by Tina Fey, who created the original film. Her wit and keen eye for social satire shines throughout the production. Mean Girls has a story that shows the trauma of trying to be popular and the fear of rejection. Its moral says it is important to be authentic and to embrace the qualities that make you a good person. As the two-person Greek chorus of Janice and Damien tell us at the opening of the show, this is a cautionary tale. Singing is good, and the dancing terrific in support of a score that needs help, as the musical lacks distinction and tends to be repetitive. However, the choreography by Casey Nicklaw, who also directs, is clever, energetic, and sets the mood and location of every scene perfectly. It's a tribute to the leads that they make the characters out of caricatures. But as well as the performers avoid caricature, the fact is, Mean Girls is still a cliché. An entertaining cliché, but a cliché nonetheless. For that minority of people, like me, who haven't seen the film, it's about Caddy, a teenage girl who has been raised and homeschooled in Nairobi. She moves back to the United States and enters a public high school. Though she feels like a misfit, she's accepted by the most popular clique in school, the Plastics. The Plastics are beautiful, popular, and ruthless. In order to be accepted, Caddy pretends to mimic their behavior until, without realizing it, she becomes the meanest of the mean girls. Her behavior costs her the respect and friendship of others who have been kind and befriended her. As with all cliches, Caddy's redemption and self-awareness is warm, cuddly, and sincere. Oh yeah, it's saccharine sweet as well. But let's remember the demographics for Mean Girls as teenage girls and their parents. Seeing the worst part of yourself on stage and knowing you can be forgiven for adolescent transgressions is the holy grail for this audience. But to be fair, Mean Girls is fun. Though perhaps 20 minutes too long, the show is as unrelenting in its desire to be popular as is Regina, the leader of the Plastics. Regina is played ruthlessly cute by Taylor Lautermann to the point that she's almost endearing. Lautermann offers a wonderful performance as she gets a lot of help from her two sidekicks, Karen and Gretchen. Kate Rockwell is brilliant as a cuddly but dim-witted Karen, and Ashley Park is pathetically fragile as the insecure Gretchen. Still, the show centers on Caddy, who is the only character in the play who really makes a journey. It's critical that the audience empathize with the young woman who loses herself in her quest to fit in. As Caddy, Erica Henningsen creates the ideal all-American girl who is lovable, even when she's hateful. Adding to the fun are excellent performances by Gray Henson as Damien, the boy who is almost too gay to function, and Barrett Wilbert Weed as the tough Janice, the only character in the musical who has some shading. The show will create stars of several performers. Top among them is Kerry Butler, who plays several roles, including the nerdy math teacher and Regina's mother, who is stuck in permanent adolescence. Both performances are etched in gold. Mean Girls is ideal fun for adolescent females, but it is terrific entertainment for anyone who wants 2.5 hours of high-energy, colorful entertainment. Mean Girls is at the August Wilson Theater in New York City for an open and probably very long run. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.